Kicks 100.3 McCurley in the morning, and I am so glad to be joined this morning by a couple of folks from Resources for Women, where we're going to talk about a really dire need right now with that organization. Miss Debbie Fernandez and also Lindsay Lindsay. She is here as the new director. And of course, Miss Debbie, you have been the director, and now you're the nurse, right?
Correct.
Nurse on staff. So I want to talk with you, first of all, about, I want one of you, it doesn't matter, maybe Lindsay, tell everybody what Resources for Women is and what it does.
Resources for Women is here. We've been here to help women, pregnant women, but we want everyone to know we're here for everyone. Fathers, we're starting a new fathers program, but we are here. If you get a surprise pregnancy, want to come in, we help support. We do, of course, pregnancy tests. Mm-hmm. We have maternity classes, prenatal classes. We do ultrasounds if they are, in fact, pregnant. There's just a good bit of things we do. Our main thing is just God led us out of this position, and God sent us there to help support unborn lives.
Been doing it for many years. Yes. And of course, Miss Debbie, you were the director for a long time. Several banquets and things of that nature. We've had fundraisers. But first of all, tell us where Resources for Women is located, and phone numbers, websites, whatever that people can get in touch with.
All right. Our address is 201 West Fort Williams, Suite 26 here in Sylacauga. The mailing address is P.O. Box 233, Sylacauga.
I'll tell you, I don't mean to interrupt you, but
that's all right.
Where that is at 203 is kind of right there in the old Fort Williams Motel across from Coosa Valley Respiratory. Correct. And Home Health, just to where people can know. What about a phone number?
Right. Phone number is 256-208-8888. Our website is resources4women.com.
Okay.
We've got a Facebook page that's Resources for Women. And then just over the weekend, my grandson helped me set up an Instagram account.
Wow.
And that is resources_for_women_Sylacauga.
Well, and you have to get the kids and the grandkids to show. I'm just like
that's
you.
Right.
They have to show me how to operate my phone. But real quick before we'll go to another segment here in a minute. But Lindsay, you're the new director, and of course, we want to talk about things that how people can help, because there is a dire need right now, and yes, and we're looking at having to close Resources for Women if things don't improve. Correct?
Yes, sir. We are looking at having to close.
That would just be a shame. It would break my heart, because I'm going to ask probably Miss Debbie and you also, how many young women that we have helped here in Sylacauga over the last several years, and how the public can help. We want to talk about how you as listeners can help with donations, anything that would help Resources for Women, and we're going to do that when we come back with Miss Lindsay and Miss Debbie right here on McCurley in the Morning. McCurley in the Morning, I'm joined by Miss Lindsay and Miss Debbie from Resources for Women. This has been a place that I've kind of had a soft spot in my heart for, because I've known many, many women over the last several years that unexpected pregnancy, even women who are pregnant, but they don't have a lot of family support as far as being around here. Do either one of y'all know over the last 5 years, maybe, how many women have come through our organization here in Sylacauga?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. It's kind of sporadic. We mm-hmm. might have a week where only one or two come in, but then I've also had days where three people in the same day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we're focusing, of course, on pregnancy, but also families.
Yeah.
Because it's, a woman's pregnant, it's not her dealing with this all by herself. It involves
even though some of them have to, but you would rather have the family setting. And Lindsay, you know, we'll get into donations here in just a moment, but this doesn't just involve a one-time visit. I mean, that pregnant lady, how many times during the course of her pregnancy can she come or will come to Resources for Women?
Anytime she wants to. We are open Mondays, Tuesdays.
That's okay.
We're open Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 to 4.
Okay.
And like you said, we're here for everybody. We have multiple different kind of classes, like I said before. We've also got infant loss.
Yeah, we're going to get into those infant laws because they're important.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be. Yes. But I wanted to ask you all before we go to our next segment, and both of y'all can comment on this. What about donations? I know you take money, but what about when someone has had a baby and they're kind of out of the clothing, the size, or a baby bed,
yes,
formula, diapers. Talk a little bit about what all you can take.
We can take all of that. We can take wipes, bottles, yes, unused bottles. We can take breast pumps,
mm-hmm,
unused breast pumps, maternity clothes,
mm-hmm,
car seats, playpens. Wow.
Car seats must be new for liability, yes, purposes. Right?
Yeah, but you also can take, like you said, maternity clothes, mm-hmm, for the mother. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people don't think about that.
Yeah, that's something we've just recently started doing.
Wow, and I've been in up there to see what all you have, and it's amazing, the donations, but it's also the monetary things, because these things doesn't cost a young lady that's pregnant. But we have to have the financial backing for you all to stay operational.
Yes, we do.
And, of course, you know, if you want to make a donation to Resources for Women, if you want to, whether it be money, you have the things that we talked about, the baby things, also maternity clothes for a mother. Or if you – I also know at one time, Miss Debbie, you all had mentors. If somebody wants to help you all, on a volunteer basis, right, I'm mm-hmm sure you would accept that.
Absolutely. We yes are in big need of volunteers right now.
Well, we're going to talk about the child laws and things that we can and can't do, and we're also going to talk about another way. If you like coffee, now, me personally, I'm not a coffee drinker. Everybody knows that on my morning show, but I don't dislike it, but I'm just not one to get up and drink coffee, but 90% of you are. I'm going to give you a way that you can help Resources for Women when we come back, and we'll do that more on McCurley in the Morning. Now, back to some hit kicking country. Kicks 100.3. I have Miss Lindsay and Miss Debbie, the director and the nurse of Resources for Women, right here in Sylacauga. You talked a few moments ago, Miss Debbie, about even the loss of a baby. Now, I've had friends, of course, go through miscarriages, and we actually had one before we had our son. There is nothing really that you can say or do to take that away, but you can help, and I know Resources for Women helps in that aspect too.
Yes, we do. We have classes on healing and recovery after miscarriage and infant loss. We also have classes on healing and recovery after an abortion.
Wow.
And the women that lead each one of these classes has been through that experience herself.
So it's a personal thing.
Exactly. Exactly. They can truly relate to
the situation.
Right.
Exactly.
And Lindsay, you also have classes where ladies can get bugs to shop with.
Yes, all of the classes, actually. Any class you take, you earn what's called baby bugs. And then they can spend them in the boutique.
Wow, and the boutique has a lot of nice things, doesn't it, Ms. Debbie?
Yes, it's got everything you would need to take baby home from the hospital.
Well, I can tell you this, as far as nice things, I can assure you that probably 90% of the people who are listening to McCurley in the Morning right now have either already had a cup of coffee this morning or they're going to get a cup of coffee. They might have had one before they left the house. Lindsay's going to get another one when they get to work or wherever they're going. Miss Debbie, you've got an incredible thing that is happening, and I want you to give out some information on it, because everybody that buys this coffee is part of the proceeds to that comes back to Resources for Women. Talk about that.
That's exactly right, David, and we are so excited about this. I'm going to tell a little bit about the company first. It's Seven Weeks Coffee, started by a couple. I believe they're from North Carolina, but I could be wrong on that. But they started it about 2 years ago, and the whole purpose is to donate a portion of their profits to pro-life centers and organizations. So on our Facebook page and website, there is a link there, but I'm going to say what it is on air. It's all run together, 7weekscoffee.com/?, R-E-F, the equal sign, Resources for Women.
Wow.
That'll take you right there to their site, and you can learn all about them.
And if you need,
and it will benefit us.
Right, and if you need to know more about it, you can get that website off of your Facebook page.
Yes.
And or you can come by and see the things that we have. I got to ask you, do y'all drink the coffee?
I tell you what, to be honest, I ordered the coffee first so I could try it.
Okay.
Before we decided to partner with them. Y'all, it's a little high dollar, but it is very high quality. It is so good.
So good. How about you? Do you drink it, Lindsay?
I have not tried any yet.
Okay. I'm not a coffee drinker, but you know what? I may come by and try a cup and try to get on it.
I'm excited to try some.
But I got to tell you, you also brought up something else that we're going to talk about in our next segment when we come back with Miss Lindsay and Miss Debbie, and we're going to talk about that with Resources for Women and the dire need that we're in right now, and we'll talk about that more on McCurley in the Morning. McCurley in the Morning, it is Resources for Women that is in here with me, Miss Lindsay and Miss Debbie, and of course, you know, for years you've had a banquet, and because of financial difficulties, that's kind of gone away. I know we had a church that offered to host it, but still there's the financial difficulty. And that banquet was not kind of a celebration. It was to get people to pledge money. And I want to bring this up, and you tell me if I'm wrong, both of you, about the money part of it. Our Resources for Women is very close to closing their doors, folks. And you have a pastor that is on your board that has told you that if 300 people in this community, I'm not say just Sylacauga, but I'm not Sylacauga, Chillsburg, whatever the case may be, if 300 people committed to $20 a month, the center would stay open.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Folks, you spend $300, you spend $20 a month on Coca-Colas. I mean, really.
I know
I probably do, but here's the thing. When it comes to financial aspects of it, the coffee now, the 7 weeks coffee, that is one way. But also, if there's anybody that has ideas, Lindsay, mm-hmm. on how to raise money for the center, we'd love to hear
them. Yes, we would love to hear any ideas.
And Miss Debbie, a lot of the times when I came to the banquets, a lot of the folks that were there were either they were representing a church, or either they were there from a church.
Right.
I don't want to pick on churches here, because they're so gracious in missionaries and in, you know, things that we sponsor all over the United States. Mm-hmm. But this is something in our backyard here, folks, that mm-hmm. we need, that's fixing to close the doors.
I know. My pastor says that we are a mission also.
Absolutely.
We are a ministry.
That's right.
And churches can, you know, the whole focus of the church is supposed to be sending out to reach people. That's what we do. But we need the support of, you know, the churches, the community, other organizations, individuals.
Yeah.
We need the support, not only financial, but also with volunteer time.
Yeah, you talked about the volunteers. We need folks to minister to these young ladies and men, not just ladies, but first-time father. If he's 20 years old and he's found out, well, I've got a baby on the way.
Right. Yes.
What do I do? I mean, you have folks, Lindsay, that talk to them as well.
Yes, all of us do. We are all trained and equipped, and anybody that wants to volunteer, you'll be trained with everything, given everything that you need.
Well, I'm just very proud of what we've done in the past, but I want to make sure that the folks in the Coosa Valley understand that we're not going to have that resource, which is what it's called. Mm-hmm. Exactly. We're not going to have that anymore unless we step up and help out.
Right. Yes.
Right. And go ahead, Miss Debbie.
We talked about the fatherhood thing, and you asked about people to help, and we have female volunteers, of course, to help the women. But we also have a pastor that's willing to mentor with the men.
That's incredible, because I'll be honest with you, when you're a family and you find out you're going to have a child and you're involved in church, you have a lot of people that will help. They'll tell you, well, here's what we did, and you know, this is how this is going to work. But when you're a 18 to 20 year old young man and you really don't know where your life is going as far as work, and now you understand you got a child you got to support, it's great to have that pastor or that person you can lean on. Right. And it doesn't cost you a thing.
No.
Exactly. And in fact, if the dad comes with the mom to take the prenatal and parenting and all those classes, they both earn baby bucks.
Wow, two for one.
That's right.
How much better can you get with that? Hey, we're going to talk more about how you can help as the public, how we can donate, and how we can get more people involved to keep the doors open, folks, at Resources for Women, and we'll do that here in just a moment. Resources for Women Director Lindsay and the nurse, Miss Debbie, is in here, and, of course, she was the former director, and we're going to talk about right now the fact that Resources for Women is the only pregnancy center in Talladega County and been in operation now for 22 years. Okay, that's a long time. And I've seen, listen, like I said, I can remember things that I've come and DJed and done a lot of things and all of the banquets and everything, but those things are pretty much going away right now because of the lack of funds that we have. But Lindsay, I want you to talk about the areas that you get women from. It's vast around here.
Yes, it is. We get women from Fayetteville.
Clay County.
Clay County.
Rockford, I'm sure.
Rockford, yes.
Childersburg.
We've even had one lady come from Birmingham. She lives in Birmingham. It was only a one-time thing with her, but yes, even all the centers up there, we've had somebody from Birmingham.
And we also have things to offer. The prenatal care, but maternity clothes for women. We have the clothing for if it's a little boy or a little girl when it comes along. But you're also needing donations as far as keeping that center door open. And one of the ways that we talked about just a few moments ago is with coffee. Now, I want you to tell us about the seven-week coffee thing again, because it's important why they named it that.
Yes, they named it, this couple named it 7 Weeks Coffee, because it's at 7 weeks of pregnancy that you can clearly hear that baby's heartbeat. You can see it on ultrasound before then, but at 7 weeks is when you can actually hear it.
Absolutely, and I want to challenge our folks that when we get into the next segment before I let these ladies get out of here. I know they've got things to do, but I want to challenge our public. If you go to a church and your church has, there's a lot of things that our churches do as far as like Operation Christmas Child and missions, but we have something right here in our backyard that for 22 years they have served our community and served them very well, getting young ladies through pregnancy, single ladies, high school kids even, things of that nature when it's unexpected. And you've not only helped them one time, you're talking about walking this young lady through a process of 9 months, and then how to you also teach them how to care for that child.
Yes. How to parent, how to take care of herself along the way as she becomes a new mother. We get very in depth and just try to be how God led us and as supportive as we can.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to come back here in just a few moments, and we're going to tell you ways that you can help. We're also going to tell you something that you can do without even having to leave your recliner at home to help Resources for Women. And we're going to do that on McCurley in the Morning. Resources for Women Director Lindsay and also Nurse Debbie are in here with me. And we've talked this morning about how the center is in dire need of closing after 22 years of service in and around the Coosa Valley. We've told you where all these young women and men come from. They need financial support, folks. And I'm here to tell you, there's something you can do without leaving the comfort of your own home. And it's not much, Miss Debbie. They can actually donate money, whether it be one time or whether they want to do a monthly thing from their debit or credit card.
That's right. They can go to our website, which is resources4women.com. And there is, I believe it's at the top of the page, there's a little, you know, you always have links at the top of the page. There's one that says donate. And if they will click on that, it'll take them through the steps, and they can do it with a debit card or a credit card, either one.
Now, I want to make this clear, because there are other resources for women around the country, but that website that you just gave goes directly to the Sylacauga one,
correct? That's correct, and it'll have the pink and blue footprint logo.
Okay, little there. Baby logo.
Yes, yes.
So, all right, Lindsay, tell us again. Say a family has had the children they're going to have, and they've got baby beds. I'll let you tell us the things that they can donate, the things that you can and cannot accept.
Okay. We, of course, baby clothes, maternity clothes, we're now accepting diapers, wipes,
what about things? Pens. What about things like baby powder, any kind of oil?
That also,
any kind of medicine? I don't know if you can do that. Probably
we
not.
We can't do medicine.
Okay. No. But you can do formula.
Yes, we can do formula if it hasn't been opened.
Okay. And bottles if they've never been used.
Yes.
I mean, these are important things that young people doesn't have to go out and buy.
Yes. Yes.
And
car seats.
Car seats, but they have That's to be new.
Right. Yes.
Okay. And then what about strollers?
Yes.
Any things of that nature? Right. I want to ask you, too. Tell us about the times you're open, because if they come to some prenatal classes and come to visit, they earn baby bucks, correct?
Yes, they earn baby bucks and can shop in the boutique for all of those things.
And I want to say something about the formula. You don't have to buy the formula with baby bucks. Formula is free.
Okay. Yes,
we don't, if we have it.
Right.
But I know, you know, during the pandemic there was no formula on the shelves,
right?
But we had some, and I had put the word out to people that I had heard were needing formula, and they were able to come and get some formula for their baby.
So this center actually did things during the pandemic that a lot of people didn't even know about,
right?
Yeah.
And of course we need to keep the doors open.
Exactly.
And,
I'll
say this again, we have been told by a board member who is a pastor that $20 a month from 300 people would keep the doors open to this center.
Right.
And that
takes care of our overhead costs.
But we don't want to stop there. I mean, can you imagine how much more? Wouldn't it be great if we had to go get a storage building to put things that are donated in?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be. And, of course, we need the public's help, please. And if you don't know where Resources for Women is, let me tell you, kind of right across the street from Burger King on Fort Williams, right there in the old Fort Williams Motel, across from Coosa Valley Respiratory and Home Medical, right across from their front door is where we're located. What suite is it?
26.
They're open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 10 until 4. Rain, shine, it doesn't matter. It's on the inside. They've got everything that a young lady would need, but the most thing they need is love.
Right.
Yes.
And to be honest with you, that's what our community needs to show towards Resources for Women right now. And so if you can donate, hey, thank both of y'all for coming in here today.
Thank you for having us.
Well,
I want to get more involved. I do. Very busy here with all these sports going on. But, hey, it's never too busy to help Miss Debbie and Miss Lindsay. And they would – if you have ideas on how to raise money, if you have ideas on how to help women that are pregnant, that things that you may not do, okay, come by and talk with them. They'd love to talk with you. And, of course, it doesn't cost you a dime.
No.
But we need monetary donations to help save resources for women, or it's going to be something we're going to lose.
Yeah.
Now, we are going to have a garage sale.
Yes.
On September 27th and 28th. That's a Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon. And it will be at First Baptist Church of Oak Grove up on 280 in Sylacauga.
And that is next Friday and Saturday, the 27th and 28th, I believe that's when that is.
27th and 28th.
Okay.
Right.
What time?
Not this upcoming weekend, but the weekend after.
What time is that, Lindsay? Do you know a time
it's
on that?
It's going to be from 8 to noon.
Okay.
Both
and it'll be on the inside, I'm sure, on the, in the gym there at where we had the last.
The banquet last year,
that's right.
Yes.
And we are also right now accepting any donations that anyone wants to bring in for that yard sale.
Okay. Well, I certainly appreciate both of you all coming in here, and it's been a pleasure. We need to keep the doors open, folks, at Resources for Women. And if you can't see Lindsay or Miss Debbie and you see me around town at a ball game or the grocery store or wherever and you want to listen, get with me. I'll make sure that we put you in touch with these ladies. Thank you all.
Thank you.